Last month, it came to light that Tesco, the owner of the original Mai building in the centre of Prague, was considering demolishing the famous department store in favour of a newer building. Mai, in its original form, has stood on the corner of Národní and Spálená streets since 1975, and then, as now, is one of Prague's best-known shopping centres. Consequently, many Czechs, but also a number of important architects, say it would be a mistake if the building were pulled down. Jan Wellinger has the story.
For many Czechs, especially Praguers 30 and over, it will always be Mai, the famous building on Prague's Národní Street that housed one of the few major department stores under communism. Although the famous site changed its name and ownership in the 90s and now has long been owned by Tesco, many still refer to the building as Mai, and that's hardly a surprise. The building, for many, is more than just a department store. Designed in the 70s, it is also an important example of the 20th century architectural style, brutalism. This boxy architectural style makes use of regularity and repetition, but occasionally changes up details and highlights unexpected elements. The Mai building is a mix of different details: a grid facade, larger glass sections, clean lines and columns. And while some feel its look is dated, others, like architectural historian Zdeněk Lukeš, say the building is both notable and unique.
Mai is a good example of architecture of 70s, of course, and created by architects in that period, very young, of course. Martin Reinisch, Johnny Eisler, later assistant to Richard Mayer in the United States, and also Miroslav Masák from CL Group, the best studio in Czechoslovakia in that period, it means after Russian occupation in 1968. The house itself is interesting. It's an example of brutalism in architecture. And from my point of view, this is a candidate for registration on the list of monuments.
And for Dr. Lukeš and others, it should come as a relief that Tesco has reportedly downplayed any suggestion of demolishing the building. On the contrary, the company is now said to be favoring renovations. What could still complicate matters, though, is if the Ministry of Culture declares the Mai building an official monument, which could happen in several months. Recently, a member of the Academy of Sciences put forward a proposal that, if respected, would theoretically restrict the owner's hand regarding major changes. But even there, says Zdeněk Lukeš, a compromise would be most reasonable.
In this example, I think it's better to make something like a compromise, because this is a living house used as a department store and needs restorations and changes of interior very often, of course. That's why that my opinion is to enlist the cover of the building, it means the facades, but not the interior of the building.
Architect Zdeněk Lukeš speaking there to Jan Wellinger. You're listening to Radio Prague.